This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
See me too.
Welcome to episode 161 of A Sonic Youth. This week we have a selection of indie new releases from the past couple of weeks, including Truck Prophet, Olivia O, and Sincere Engineer. But first, a couple of tracks from one of my favourites named groups, The Entrance Band. That was them opening the show with a section of the awesome track Grim Reaper Blues Part 2. The Entrance Band, also called Entrance, have never quite found the success they probably deserve, despite touring with the likes of Sonic Youth, Will Oldham, and Stephen Malkmus and the Jerks. The group was formed by Guy Blakesley, who was later joined by Derek James and Paz Linchanton. Paz has also played bass in Pixies, most notably, but also in Silver Jews and Billy Corgan's band Zwan. Early this year, Consequence magazine named her the 75th greatest bass guitarist of all time. The track I played at the top of the show is from their fourth album, self-titled and released in 2009. That's my favourite album of theirs. But also amazing is their cover of Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac's The Green Man Alishi. And the cover I want to play next, A House Is Not a Motel. It's a cover of a standout track from the amazing 60s psych rock band Love's most well-known album, 1967's Forever Changes. This cover has plenty of psych rock mood and echo, and some really cool pieces of instrumentation. And that was The Entrance Band with A House Is Not a Motel. Next up is a track from the new Truck Prophet album. Prophet is quite a rock and roll journeyman, and has released a number of solo tracks which I've played on the show before. Check out songs like Summertime Thing and post-war cinematic Dead Man's Blues. He was also a long-term member of the excellent 80s alt-rock and punk band Green on Red. A couple of years ago, Truck received a diagnosis of stage 4 lymphoma. Fortunately, chemotherapy was effective, and during his recovery process, Prophet delved into more diverse genres of music, including Latin Cumbria. That directly influenced the sound and the optimistic energy of his new album, Wake the Dead. My favourite song is the title track.
Gonna wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna count our nickels like we're counting sheep. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. Gonna teach the children a little history, but not too much now. Gonna cop a plea. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic. We might end up on the moon. They might even name a planet after me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. Gonna wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna form an army, gonna plant a tree. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, yeah that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic. We might end up on the moon. They might even make a model out of me. And if they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. If it's good enough for you, it works for me.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is a Sonic Youth, and that was Truck Prophet with his new track, Wake the Dead. Next, I want to play a new release from Chicago indie punk group Sincere Engineer. This is Settle Up With Your Downfall.
Everything's so pointless. Yeah, the glass is half full, but it's poison. Yeah, it's poison. But I lap it up like a dog in the summer at the park. And I just ran a lot, and the kids, they're all yelling, it's a beautiful thing, but bottoms up, because it's all so fleeting. And I got no worry in the world. Got no worry in the world. When will you get it through your thick skull? When will you see this was all your fault? How could you sit so close to a close call? Why didn't you stand up to feeling so small?
like a pill that's supposed to fix me, but I don't think it will. And what can I do except stay being ill and bottoms up, because I'll just keep standing still and got all the worry in the world. Got all the worry in the world. When will you get it through your thick skull? When will you see this was all your fault? When will you start to choose to make the right call? When will you settle up with your downfall? Grateful for everything I have. I stare at the stained glass. I stare at the stained glass. I stare at the stained glass with contempt. When will you get it through your thick skull? When will you see this was all your fault? How could you sit so close to a close call? Why didn't you stand up to feeling so?
A new single named Settle Up With Your Downfall. Headed by singer-songwriter Deanna Balos, Sincere Engineer released their first LP of high-energy indie punk in 2017. They followed that up with Bless My Psyche in 2021 and Cheap Grills in 2023, and they're definitely one of my favourite bands of the female-led punk genre. I especially recommend tracks from their first album, such as Corn Dog Sonnet No. 7, and all of their second album. Here's the opening track from that record, the slightly poppier and therefore very successful track, Trust Me.
This is my grand introduction. I need, I need, I need, I need help and I'm
was Sincere Engineer, and Trust Me, from their record Bless My Psyche. Our final song this week is straight from the generation of Daughters of Sonic Youth's Kim Gordon. It's Olivia O, in a track from her new album No Bones Sickly Sweet. Olivia O, or Osby, is also a member of the two-piece lo-fi indie rock group Lower Town, who I've played on this show in the past. One song from her new solo album really stood out to me, as being very Sonic Youth-like, with that creepy out-of-tune guitar sound and the unenthusiastic vocals. Sounds like an outtake from a Sonic Youth record like Sonic Nurse. And I'm a fan, so it will be Olivia O and their new song Betty to close off the show this week. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.